Before we go to our stories, let's see what's making news around Australia and the world with Daniel Perotti.
Thanks, Eduardo. Here's today's headlines. First, the COVID-19 situation in Sydney has worsened, with 22 new cases recorded in the city. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian has announced a lockdown in 4 local government areas in the Greater Sydney region, which will come into effect tonight at 11:59pm Australian Eastern Standard Time. The 4 local government areas affected by the lockdown include Sydney, Randwick, Waverley and Woollahra, and will remain in effect until at least 11:59pm on Friday, the 2nd of July. In Queensland COVID-19 news, Brisbane has recorded 2 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, both connected to the Portuguese Family Centre in Elling Grove in Brisbane's southwest. Queensland now reports a total of 41 active cases in the state. The Queensland government is continuing to monitor the COVID-19 situation currently unfolding in Sydney, with Deputy Premier Stephen Miles announcing tightening restrictions on the border pass system, which now requires residents of northern New South Wales to carry a border pass when entering Queensland. In global COVID-19 news, Our World in Data, a non-profit online scientific publication based at Oxford University, has revealed at least 2.7 billion COVID-19 vaccines have been administered worldwide, with around 40 million shots administered daily. However, the global vaccine rollout has revealed a considerable gap when it comes to which countries have received the vaccines, with low-income countries receiving considerably fewer vaccines than developed ones. Some examples revealed by Our World in Data include that, despite making up only 10% of the global population, Europe as a whole has received 17% of global vaccines, and North America, which comprises just 5% of the global population, has received 16% of global vaccines. On the other hand, Africa, comprising 17% of the global population, has received just 1.7% of global vaccines. In US politics, former US President Donald Trump is set to hold a public rally this weekend in a rare appearance following the end of his presidential term in January this year. This comes more than 500 days until the next major US election, the 2022 midterms, and more than 1,200 days until the next US presidential election. In other news, China has lodged a complaint against Australia with the World Trade Organization, accusing Australia of anti-competitive behavior relating to its exports of wind towers, railway wheels, and stainless steel sinks. The complaint comes after Australia took similar actions against China just days ago, relating to large tariffs placed on Australian wine exports. Trade Minister Dan Tehan would not comment on whether China's complaint was an act of retaliation for Australia's complaint, but said Australia would defend its position on the matter. A building collapse in the US city of Miami yesterday has resulted in the death of at least one person, and nearly 100 people remain unaccounted for despite the ongoing search and rescue effort. It is unclear how many people were in the building at the time of its collapse. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency on Thursday, allowing federal authorities to provide assistance to those affected by the disaster. US President Joe Biden has reportedly promised to provide any requested federal aid in a phone call with Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Carver. New Zealand has proposed new criminal offences relating to hate speech in response to the 2019 white supremacist mosque shootings, which resulted in the death of 51 Muslims. A Royal Commission of Inquiry into the shootings recommended changes to hate speech and hate crime laws, resulting in the government's proposal to introduce criminal offences for hate speech, which it says will make the law clearer and more effective. Under the proposal, punishments for hate speech will increase from the current 3 months in jail or $7,000 New Zealand dollar fine to a maximum of 3 years in prison or a fine of up to $50,000 New Zealand dollars.